first week.
You nailed it. He's going to be very important part of this offense all season long, but none more important than these first 2 weeks playing your two toughest competitors in the conference, starting with the Ubley Bearcats and Sandusky Redskins next week. But he's going to play a big role, and the passing game is a part of it. He was 57 of 85 last year with 13 touchdowns and 900 yards, a 67% completion percentage, which is very good. He also was the third leading rusher on the team. He had 325 yards and four TDs, so a very versatile player. Look for those stats to be very important at the end of each game.
In the backfield, Harbor Beach loses their top two running backs in Devin Puff and Michael Anderson, who combined rushed for over 1,300 yards and 25 touchdowns last season. Filling that void will be junior Caden Boynton at fullback and senior halfback Ethan Hesley.
Well, you lose your thunder and lightning. You lose Devin Puff, the guy that looks to run people over, and then you lose Michael Anderson, the guy who looks to make you look foolish and run around you. So you fill those gaps with Ethan Hesley and Caden Boynton. Now, Ethan Hesley, I assume, will be the lead back. He has the most experience of the two. So it leaves me to wonder how often will Caden Boynton get in and what his role will be. It's one of those question marks we can't wait to find out, because I think he's going to have a prominent role being one of two backs in this offense. And if they slide into that wing T at all, he's going to be in the backfield a lot. So keep an eye on number four. Let's see what he brings to this Harbor Beach offense.
Boynton only had carries in the first 4 weeks of the last season. He accrued 259 yards and three touchdowns on 18 carries. When Troy Shelkey morphed the offense into one of the more successful spread teams in the conference, success quickly followed as well. Harbor Beach has passed the ball quite efficiently over the years, but similar to the run game, the Pirates lose their top two targets to graduation. Nathan Seaman and Michael Anderson caught 389 and 353 yards respectively last year for 11 total touchdowns. Now up, junior Luke Woodkey and senior Mason Booms.
Very important, though, is Booms and Woodkey had a ton of reps at that wide receiver position. Both play defensive back in the backfield, so they both sides of the ball, they're working on defending passes and catching balls in this open space, so they're very comfortable slide into that position. Now, neither of them have the athleticism of Michael Anderson, but Luke Woodkey and Mason Booms both have that go-up-and-get-it mentality. But the other two guys are going to slide into the space that they leave, potentially, are Tanton Babcock and Levi Klasky, a couple sophomores, so another younger guys stepping up into this offense. Curious to see their role early in this offense.
We are just 12 minutes away from kicking off the regular season, as well as the backyard brawl between the Ubley Bearcats and Harbor Beach Pirates. Keep it locked on your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues, and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving with a free safety inspection from Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Ubley Motor Service has special sale pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. They have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Hi, I'm Debbie Cunningham, President and CEO at North Star Bank. North Star Bank is built on three principles: service, leadership, and trust. What does that mean for our customers and community? It means our customers experience personal service when you call North Star Bank. You will speak to one of our experienced team members, not an automated phone system. It means you'll see familiar faces you can trust when visiting your local branch. It means North Star Bank is a leader in the community. North Star Bank is a locally owned and operated community bank that is committed to making our community an exceptional place to live and work. We reinvest in the community by lending to local businesses and residents. We donate to community organizations and to local families in need. And our valued team members volunteer countless hours at community events. If you're looking for a bank that cares about your success and that of our community, call or stop by a North Star Bank office.
North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
High school football in the state of Michigan is back on the books. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, Rochelle Ramsey, and Dan Bank with your call tonight from Harbor Beach. It's the Backyard Brawl to kick the season off. That's like having the Daytona 500 in the first week of the season. As the Sparrow flies, just 16.7 miles separate the two Greatham East rivals, Harbor Beach and Ubley. And on the flight, you would fly over about 42 different family boundaries. It's called the Backyard Brawl for a reason. Via county and state roads, you're looking at about a 21-mile journey north on M19, past Thompson Chevrolet, and then feel free to turn east on any deer-infested side road you would like. Just let your insurance agent know ahead of time. In regards to school size, Ubley and Harbor Beach swapped spots 2 years ago for the small school in the Greater Thumb Conference. The Bearcats have 178 Bearcats roaming the halls or schooling themselves virtually this year, while Harbor Beach has 206 total students in high school. So in regards to school size, it's Harbor Beach by 28 students. The last game Ubley played, they faced off with Beale City. That was the very first time the two teams had ever faced off on the gridiron. Tonight is the complete opposite of that. Neither Harbor Beach or Ubley has faced off with an opponent more times than the other orange and black team. Tonight marks the 70th all-time game between the Bearcats and Pirates. Only Bad Axe and Cass City have faced off more times at 73. Otherwise, this is the most frequent game in all of the Greater Thumb Conference. The overall standings are Harbor Beach 49, Ubley 20. Last year on offense, Ubley has the second best scoring production in the Greater Thumb Conference. Harbor Beach close behind in the three slot. Ubley averaged 37.1 per game, Harbor Beach 36.8. So going off of last year's numbers, which is applicable and as accurate as a COVID-19 test, it's Ubley by 0.3 of a point. Defensively, in 2019, the Pirates allowed just 9.5 points per game, which was second best in the defense in the Greater Thumb Conference, second only to Cass City. The Bearcat defense was fourth best, allowing 15.2 per football game. So on defense, it's Harbor Beach by 5.7 points based on last year's numbers. Las Vegas has set their line for the game. They're confident that line, unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University and Gretchen Whitmer Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight sits at Harbor Beach by 5.5 points. Tonight is the 262nd day of the year and the first day of Rosh Hashanah, meaning there are just 103 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, you have any plans?
I haven't even thought about it,
well,
Clark.
Because of COVID, you probably shouldn't. And thank you for joining us for our broadcast tonight. This marks the start of my 10th year with WLEW Sports. To celebrate, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch, which leads me to this week's trivia question. You ready for this, Dave?
I am, and I got to tell you a little story before we start.
Okay.
Apparently, I don't get enough of these questions right, because my father-in-law has been prepping me for what possibly you could ask me. And we know it's not going to be anything about football, so just the last couple days, he was testing me on all of the James Bond theme songs. Music.
Oh.
So we took a shot in the dark that was what you were going to throw at me. I don't know why, but thanks, Jim, for preparing me, but we swung and missed this time.
Diamonds are forever, but not in trivia. All right, so this week's trivia question is about Jif peanut butter. So close.
Yeah.
Jif peanut butter is the most popular brand of peanut butter on the American market and was founded after World War II with the name of Big Top Peanut Butter. It was later purchased by Procter & Gamble and renamed Jif Peanut Butter in 1958. My question to you, Dave, in a standard 28-ounce jar of Jif peanut butter, how many peanuts are used to make that creamy or crunchy goodness? And I'll give you some leeway here. I'll let you round up to the nearest whole number.
Nearest whole number?
The nearest whole number.
That helps. I'm going to go with, how about 2,000 peanuts?
You're on the right track. It's actually in a standard 28-ounce jar of peanut butter. There are 1,218 peanuts in that one jar of peanut butter.
So is that rounded up or down?
It's actually exactly 1,218. Here's the crazy part. Jif, now owned by the Smucker Family Company, grinds 188 billion peanuts every year, and one of every 10 peanuts in all of America will end up in a jar of Jif peanut butter. Peanut butter was first used as a medical treatment in the 1860s. It didn't catch on, can't figure out why, until it was debuted at the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904. What process made the mass production of peanut butter possible, Dave?
what mass-producing process?
What process made the mass production of peanut butter possible?
I haven't the slightest clue, Clark.
It's hydrogenation.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
Yeah, come on, Dave.